Welcome back, everybody, to the Real Madrid podcast. Coming up, we're going to be rounding up what's been making the news today, and we'll look ahead to La Liga's return with Madrid's trip to Alaves this Saturday. Well, most of the media coverage, of course, in the last 12 hours has concerned the shock defeat in the Copa del Rey and the future of coach Zidane. He was candid in his own summary. He was quick to say that he took full responsibility for the defeat, and he added, whatever happens will happen. Did he think that his squad continues to believe in his playing philosophy? His answer to that, I think so. You would have to ask the players, though, if they get the message. But yes, I think they do. So somewhat subdued, really, and the tone of those comments seem, on the face of it, to have something of a resigned feel to them, not actually quite what we're used to hearing. For others, though, whilst not leaping to Zidane's actual defence, the finger did get pointed clearly at the underperformance of a whole host of players: Vinicius, Isco, Valverde, Odriozola, and Mariano. Fans' views in these situations are always sought out. Plenty of polls around the place. The biggest one had 71% of people believing that this result should lead to the exit for Zidane, but 67% of those wanted him to resign and not for the club to fire him. Surprisingly, though, only 25% believe it's Zidane's fault, whereas 39% highlighted the players being at fault, and 36% said they felt that the club were the reason why they were in the position that they are in today. Lastly, which of the players came out of the defeat worst off? And Isco was the clear winner there. Another of the polls sought to find out, off of fans and media alike, who should replace Zidane if he should leave. And a big surprise here, 44% opted for Raul. Allegri is getting a mention there, Nagelsmann also, and so too is Marcelo Gallardo, the current coach over at River Plate. Little, if any, comment came from any of the players in the last 24 hours. The one to break ranks today was Marcelo. He posted a social media picture which was tagged with the line, "We will turn it around." Onto the transfer market, several players moving toward an exit following Luka Jovic, who, it was revealed today, actually turned down three clubs prior to signing on with Eintracht Frankfurt, Wolves and West Ham from Premier League, and Milan. He didn't think that he would get too much opportunity if he went over there because of the form that Zlatan Ibrahimovic seems to be in. Martin Odegaard's position looks like he will be going out on loan again. Arsenal, of course, are known to have been interested, but the player himself has been in contact with Real Sociedad to see if they would be interested in taking him back again. Remember, he was there last year, and the response he got there was very positive indeed. Seems incredible, really, that they're letting him go, because if he does, it will weaken still further an already very slim squad. And if you look at it, the midfield positions, Casemiro, Cruz, Modric, Valverde and Isco, those players fighting it out for three positions, not a great degree of competition. Another whose name was prominent in the comment columns today has been one whose contribution not only last night but since his arrival has been questioned. That, of course, is Vinicius. His season, it's said, has been going from promising to very worrying indeed. He seems beset with doubts about his own game. All options, it said, are being explored: whether he can flourish under Zidane, whether he should wait to see what happens if another coach comes in and takes over, or whether he should think about simply moving on. If he does, there would be no shortage of takers. PSG, of course, we know are interested. Also Arsenal and indeed Liverpool have shown interest as well. One of many outlets is alleging that the club have already decided that this summer they will allow Vinicius to move on. As for the player, he might actually want to take note of a few comments made by Dani Ceballos. He was talking about trying to break through into the Madrid team as a player in your early 20s. He said, being a first-team regular in Madrid if you're under 24 is very, very difficult. He said, if you look back in recent years, you'll see that Sergio Ramos and Benzema, both of whom were 21, when they came in, they succeeded and went on to become club icons, but it is not easy. On his own future, he said, I still think I can succeed at Madrid, but I will take things little by little. Moving on, what about the latest on David Alaba at Bayern Munich? Well, his father, George, has been speaking in German media. He said, there is no formal agreement with Real Madrid. We have not signed anything with the club. There are many interested teams. And staying on the subject of potential summer signings, interesting quote, which was made by Leonardo in an interview on Neymar and Mbappe. He said, I think there is no team that can pay the salaries of either Neymar and Mbappe. If PSG doesn't have the means to, then what team has? Zidane, by the way, instead still speaks to Mbappe at least once every month. Moving on then to preparation for the game against Alaves. There are still doubts over Sergio Ramos, who is still feeling discomfort in his knee. Dani Carvajal is also still suffering from muscular discomfort. Now, if he isn't fit, Carvajal, then Vasquez will resume his stand-in duties. Nacho, by the way, is waiting for the result of a COVID test. Varane is fit to return alongside Militao if Ramos is unavailable. Elsewhere, Casemiro, Cruz, Modric in midfield, Asensio, Hazard and Benzema making up the 11. Alaves start the weekend down in 18th place in La Liga. They aren't on a great run of form either, with four defeats in the last five games. Their last victory was against Eibar back on December 23rd. Aside from that, they've won only one other game at home this season. That was back in October. They beat Athletic Club. Now, goals have been in really short supply as well. Only seven scored in home games this season. Only twice have they managed more than two, and in four, they didn't actually score at all, which is a real worry for the coach Abelardo. You might remember him, by the way, from his days with Barcelona before he ended his playing days at Alaves. Overall, then, this a 34th meeting with Alaves, 26 wins for Madrid, two draws, and just five losses. Now, this millennium hadn't really bought them too much success. The first win was a 1-0 at home back in 2018. Manu Garcia got the goal in the 90th minute that day. He's still knocking around. And they scored their second win this millennium against Madrid back in November in Madrid. Lucas Perez and Yozulu with the goals. Casemiro got a late consolation. Well, what about the players to look out for? Lucas Perez is one of those, four goals and two assists. Following a good season last year where he scored 11 goals, still not quite managed to replicate the season he had with Deportivo a few years ago. Yozulu, of course, former Madrid player who made 67 appearances, scoring 33 goals with Castilla. He made one appearance for Real Madrid's first team. It was against Almeria back in 2011. They won 8-1 that day, and he actually scored. So his record for Real Madrid in the first team was played one, scored one, and then he went off to Hoffenheim. And then he went off to Hanover, and then Stoke, and then Newcastle, Deportivo, before landing here last season, where he scored 11 goals, his best ever return in a first team. Dave Vesson, too, keep an eye on him. He's provided two assists. The Brazilian, who is on loan from Palmeiras, he was at Getafe last season. It's his second spell here. He was on loan back in 2016-17 as well. He managed seven goals that season. He's got some making up to do. He's only on one so far this. What about the tail of the tape then? The key stats for the game. 19 games played by Alaves, 18 by Madrid. 17 goals scored Alaves, 30 for Real Madrid. Shots per game, 8.6 only for Alaves, 13.6 for Real Madrid, but just 2.4 shots per game on target for Alaves. As for possession average, 44% for Alaves, 57.8% for Real Madrid. A pass completion rate, again, a very lowly 72% for Alaves, 87.8% for Real Madrid. Discipline-wise, get this, 42 yellow cards for Alaves to 32 for Madrid. 6 red cards this year. Duarte, Mendes, LaGuardia, Bataglia, Jota and Tachi all have been red carded this season. Balls won in the air, 22 per game for Alaves, 11.9 Madrid. Opposition shots allowed per game, 11.2 for Alaves, 9.7 Real Madrid. Tackles, 13.3 for Alaves, 14.7 for Real Madrid. 13.6 fouls for Alaves, 11.3 Real Madrid. And the number of times they fouled per game, 11.7 Alaves, 12 for Real Madrid. And that wraps it up then for today. I'll be back next week. Remember, you can listen back into over 250 previous episodes of the Real Madrid podcast via iTunes, Google, Stitcher, Amazon, and indeed Spotify. Enjoy the game then, wherever you're watching this weekend, and let's hope we see a return to form as Madrid look to close the gap on leaders Atletico. Remember, 4 points separate the two at the top of the table. So Atletico, do remember, have those two games in hand. That's it for me. Thanks again for listening in. Till next time, from me, Tim Cable. Bye-bye for now.